So I just started running down the street, and next thing you knew, it was Jell-O.
Oh, hey there. Didn't see you in the doorway. Come on in. Yeah. We're just getting warmed up. This is one of our appetizers. And I'm Kyle. And
I'm Bran. Yeah. And we're going to appetize you a lot.
Yeah. You're just going to be pulverized into an appetize.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting tartar on you today.
Yeah, tartar, mush sauce. Mush.
Yeah.
All kinds of different types of textures.
Yeah, I always get a heaping bowl full of tartar sauce. And I'm like, where's my beef?
So today we're going to be talking about a couple different things, I think.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to be talking about two subjects.
Yeah.
Like we usually do that we'll be picking
Loyal
subjects that will follow us through our, you know, endeavors.
Yeah.
And that's you people.
Through thick and thin. Yeah.
So welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
To your servitude.
You are the main subject of our...
demise.
Well, chats.
Descent. Oh.
I guess. Our correspondence between each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And normally it's written, but today we're going to do audio.
For your delight.
Yeah. It normally takes months to record anything because we're just reading letters that we wrote to each other. And it's normally like a paragraph or a sentence.
It's like that. What was that movie? The Lake House with a mailbox or whatever? Oh,
The Mailbox.
Was it called The Mailbox?
You Got Mail. No.
No, that's different.
No, you're right. The lake house,
yeah. And you'd stick like a salami in there, and it would like go to the person at another time, and they're like, "Oh, it's just a tiny pig."
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, wow! I always wanted this. Now to send it back in time, and it'll be full grown."
Yeah,
because they shrink over time. That's how pigs work.
Updates available. We better update this podcast.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got to take a short break. Just bear with us a minute. Okay, we're all up to date.
Up to date.
Yeah.
So today is July 12th, 1986.
Yeah, we're having figs for lunch.
That's... Fig Newtons, big figs, little figs, frig figs,
yep.
Fig legs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if... do we ever disclose when we're recording?
Like when in time?
Yeah. Yeah, well, like a temporal zone. Okay. All right, we're recording at, let's see, this would be, I think, noon UTC.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
The only time zone I know is inside my head.
UTC.
It's brand zone. Brand zone.
Brand zone zone.
I also have calzones.
I also have end zones.
And?
Like,
cones.
Patrick end zone. He lives in my head.
Oh, so anyways, the two topics that we'll be deciding between, well, the coin will be deciding between today is... What do you get when you cross a...
Yep.
Which is where we cross things and let you know what we get.
Well, I mean, I guess we could take different routes on it. Like, we could try to cross different things to make a cool invention or a useful thing. Or, like, say I'm trying to cook bacon and bread at the same time, and I just make bacon bread.
You bake the bread and fry the bacon.
You make a loaf of bacon.
A loaf of bacon. Bacon loaf.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's like a meatloaf at that point. But yeah.
Back to pigs.
Yeah. So you cross things.
The other one was the job interview.
Yeah.
Yep. So one of us will be the interviewer. The other one will be the interviewee.
Yeah. Or applicant.
Or interviewee.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
And
or a forced person.
Yeah. And we'll start off by
job candidate.
And then so one person will be like, so what made you interested to apply to the sheetrock factory? And they'll just be like, oh, I just love sheets and I love rocks.
Yeah, I prefer my rocks at 100 thread count.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about their qualification, their past work history, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you have to look forward to.
Unique quirks.
Oh, yeah. Any quirks, personal interests?
Oh,
did I already say that?
Shortcomings.
No. Personal interests.
Yeah.
Anything like that, you know, past trauma, personal interests.
Yeah. How long their tornos are.
Tornos?
Tornos, yeah. Like tournaments.
Oh, I was like, they have a torn, like a nose for when they're touring? Like,
no, they just, I just want to know how long their tournaments are. You know, is it 16? Is it 32? Is it 48? Is it 109?
Yeah, we'll discuss wages and benefits.
Yeah.
How
much more they wage?
Well, maybe we'll even go on a tour.
Oh, yeah, we could go on a
tour. A tournament.
Yeah. A tour de mint. A tour of the mints. Oh, we could work at Mentos.
Mentos.
It's Mentos.
Mentos.
The commercials always say Mentos.
They're wrong.
They're the manufacturers.
They don't understand.
What else do you do in a job interview that's like...
Well,
other than answer really weird questions and...
Typically, if you're on the fast train to success... Reduce yourself to a
piece of paper.
If you're on the fast train to success, you rub one out before an interview. So...
That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Breathing heavily. Yeah. I mean, I guess... What else? I feel like there's other zany... There's something where we're missing here.
About work schedules?
About interview. Oh, what about awkward chats with other candidates?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, so you've worked at 3 McDonald's before this, huh? Yeah. Well, I worked at 2 Burger Kings and a Hardee's.
I guess I don't think I've ever actually been into an interview where other candidates were present.
Well, we live in Maine, so they're very courteous and also very short-staffed. We have a very low amount of applicants.
Lots of unemployed people, but very low number of applicants.
Yeah, for my current job, I think they had one other guy who was like qualified, and it's fairly technology related. So there's a decent amount of qualifications they were looking for, but. The other people were just like worked off the street completely McDonald's. Like, yeah, and like, well, I worked at McDonald's, but not directly before that, but at some point in my life I have, as I have 1/3 of Americans, according to a survey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's your job, recording surveys?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot out of me. I have to give myself on each survey. I'm just conducting them manually. They bought that I had a technology background.
One time my assignments got confused. Well, your assignments got confused. And didn't they have to send you out to a construction crew to survey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they wanted me to like gauge how far things were from each other. And I'm like, okay, tree in the distance. A, B, or C? A is being the most likely that you agree. And B or C is strongly disagree. And B is you somewhat agree. Okay, so how far away are you? Very far? A. somewhat B, far. A, B. Or not very far at all. / closed.
But.
That's C.
You strongly agree. Or so yeah. It's like A, A, yeah. Or I, C, yeah. A, or C, A.
For, okay, so question one, subsection A. You are very far away. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree?
Oh, okay. It confused me. I was like,
damn. And then from that, I gauged the distance. It's
very complicated for a tree.
It was a really fucked up bridge they built, but it stopped about 3/4 of the way past.
So B.
Yeah. Those trees really fucked me.
That's how you get some good wood.
Yeah, they were trying to build a rope bridge. Don't know how it only suspended halfway. Why would you just not get a shit ton of rope and like a sit? Okay, like why would you not just like be like, okay, this is how far it has to be. It has to at least get across this canyon and then a certain amount over.
Because it's a lot of work.
Like, why don't they wasted like, work all right, production. Get a carrier pigeon.
That's like saying.
Get it to carry a tape measure across the canyon.
That's like saying, okay, so we got to build this this house for this person, right? How much lumber do we need? Should we measure the blueprints and stuff? Nah, let's just buy as much lumber as we possibly can.
I mean, why would you trust it all to somebody who's being like a mathematician? Well, when you can exactly measure it.
That's what the mathematician does.
No, they calculate it, and then you have to trust that they are correct and their calculations are correct.
So you'd rather just buy it as you need it?
No, I would rather do it exactly.
But you have to account for changes like, and mistakes and warped wood and knots.
Okay, if they can put lasers over the trunk of my car and get exact measurements, why can't we just fucking laser our way across a ravine?
What are you talking about, lasers on the trunk of your car?
That's what they do for the, what is it, the floor protection.
Oh, you got
No.
The fluoride.
Kevlar. Yeah, Kevlar does the floor things now.
Oh.
Yep, they make vests, and they're very stylish. Three buttons.
Save and, your life.
Yeah, save your life, save your floors. Spill-resistant technology is what they developed.
To help you in your lavish events.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants spider webs all over them. You want to get a nice vest that's spider web resistant.
What? I'm so lost.
I don't know.
Okay, so how? So that.
All right. Say I'm holding pretty... a bottle of ketchup over my chest, and I have webs. I have the urge to clap, and out of the bottle of ketchup comes spider webs. Oh. I was tricked.
So that's pretty in depth about job interviews.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay.
So what would you get when you cross a? Yeah. Or like crossing other things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a basic way to describe it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just crisscrossing.
Yeah, so like if I were to say we have these train tracks and we're going to cross these train tracks, what's going to happen?
Well.
Does the train crash? Does it glide off the rails? I assume so. What happens? What do you get? Tragedy?
Oh, what do you get when you... Okay, like... All right, what if you cross train tracks with rollerblades? You get yourself... Oh, you got your roller rail.
A roller rail.
Everybody's rolling into work. They're just, riding the roller rail.
But with the... Oh, I was thinking you were going to take the wheels off a rollerblade and put the rail on the bottom of the rollerblade.
Oh, what if you just,
then like... Then you just got, like, skis.
All right, you heavy, get,
heavy
like...
Heavy skis.
You get, like, instead of a train... You just get, like, a railing that is, like, speeding along on a circuit, and everybody just comes up to that railing and hooks themselves on, and they swivel along in their desk chair all the way to work.
Because then they got to carry a desk chair with them.
They're also flying 60 miles an hour unprotected.
And they're swiveling.
swiveling. Oh, no. Oh, my ergonomic support isn't right. Got to adjust this.
My lumbar?
Yeah, your lumbar, your elevation, your tilt. All of it. It's all fucked up. So you're just
jacked somebody else's chair. You gotta get a surveyor for that.
Yeah. Yeah, can you survey my spine?
That's a chiropractor.
Chiropractor.
No, that's a llama. Oh, I mean, no. Not a llama, that's a camel.
That's when you get your back fixed by a tractor.
No, the tractors of Cairo.
Oh. Cairo, Egypt. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things you could do when you cross things.
If you ever cross Liam Neeson, you know it.
Yeah.
He's after you.
Yeah, you definitely can't cross him with anything else. You just don't do it. he'll take you to Tahiti and show you a nice time and then never call you back. And you're like, this is a very expensive trip, Liam. Are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, I'm here to take you.
Is that the sauce that they use for gyros?
Oh.
Tahiti.
Euros. Tzatziki.
Tahiti sauce.
Oh, no, that's tahini.
Tahini?
Tatamoni.
Tabbouleh.
Yeah, holy tatramoni. You gotta marry your sauce. That's why they call it the mama sauce.
Mamma mia?
Figure. Nope.
Figure.
Figure. Reno Midamo.
What's a fissure?
A fissure is.
A fissure king.
Well, yeah, a fissure is a crack in the earth.
Oh, fissure king. What was that? Wasn't that a Shakespeare character?
No.
Hamlet?
Hamlet? Or Fisher King?
Fisher King. Who's a Fisher King?
Fisher King. King Fisher is a movie about chess.
Who's the Fisher King?
Bobby Fischer.
Huh?
What? Bobby Fischer.
From Fisher King?
He was a... Yes. It's King Fisher. Okay. It's but a movie about chess. It's a movie about a person named Bobby Fischer.
The Fisher King.
Yes.
You sure?
It's King Fisher. Again,
pretty sure. Are you sure that wasn't part of Redwall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. You're sure that it was?
I'm sure that it was not.
Oh, okay. I was like, now I'm lost.
Yeah, you had Leviathan. You had all the common kings. King Jehoshaphat. King Ripley, believe it or not. And
saw that coming.
Yes, as soon as I said King Ripley.
And the King of Kings, King Kabuli.
King Domcom.
Kingdom Come.
Yeah, that's how it's going. Subtly.
Oh. But, King Kong.
What? King Kong.
Yeah. King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong-y. King the Filibowitz.
Suicide King.
Yep. Oh, you got the Suicide King? Yep, the one with the fork in his back. The one who's missing his tail. Yep. A couple Monkey Kings. Oh, King Gorilla. Oh, King...
The Three Wise Kings.
King Komodo. Dragon. King...
Crab.
Yeah. King Crab. Yeah, what did we
How
think
many
of
kings
that
can we name?
Arthur.
That's a lot already.
Oh, he's the fiction one.
That's
I
okay.
Lost.
Fictional's fine.
King
Solomon.
King John the Second.
King... Oh, wait, what's his name? Damn it. You could pretty much Arthur. Name everyone from... feudalistic oh, Europe.
Yeah, what was the... Was it William?
King
William the Lionhearted?
Oh, I don't know.
He was before John the Second.
What about King Braveheart?
I don't think he made it to King. He got disemboweled.
King, what about King Longshire, whatever his name was?
Oh, King Mart.
King Mart. Yeah, that's... Oh, I forgot about that. Burger King?
Yep. The oh, King. Yeah. There's the one. Yep.
Mattress King?
Oh, Elvis. He's the King of Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Or Rock. Wait,
Michael
Rock?
Jackson.
Michael Jackson is also okay. He's another king.
He's the king of pop.
He's also deceased, just like everyone else.
Every other king.
Every other king. There's no living kings. Fun fact.
There's got to be a living king somewhere. Sean Kingston.
Oh yeah. Okay. There you go. He's living. I think. Well, let's check our watch. What year is it? 1986. Yeah, he's dead.
King. What about
that? King Louis. All the way from like the 1st to the 16th.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ape
oh, the,
king.
Oh,
from
the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about the French kings.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
King yeah. Vladimir.
King Tut.
King Rasputin.
Oh, we didn't even go into the Egyptian
kings. Oh, yeah,
kings.
King Ra.
Well I mean,
pharaohs.
Actually, wait, yeah, those were pharaohs. Why is he called King Tut?
Why'd they name their leader after a bird, a pharaoh?
What, does Caesar's count as kings?
Nope. They're Julius's.
But I mean, when
and Claudius's.
It was a was it feudalistic? No.
They're Caesar's.
It was a republic. Rome was a republic.
What? Greece was a republic.
Was it? No, that was a democracy.
Yeah.
Oh, our governments.
King Ramses.
Yeah, King...
Persia.
What? Persia? I thought King Ramses was Egyptian.
Nope, Persian.
Oh, you're going off of Spartacus? No,
I'm Spartacus.
300.
No.
No.
The Battle of Thermopylae.
Oh, yeah.
That was 300. The yeah. movie 300 was about the Battle of Thermopylae.
Oh, yeah. What was Thermopylae. I thinking of? Oh, King Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal Burris.
No.
Yeah,
in
led
the
300
Years
the
War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Hannibal the Babanable.
The Untamable.
And the Danimals.
Hannibal of Danimals. He drank a bunch of milk every day. Don't know where he got it. He was in the desert. You ever seen a desert cow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camel.
What do they eat? Just sand?
Camels.
Camels aren't desert cows. You can't milk them.
You could milk a camel.
Or it would
you
be
can
unpleasant.
Milk a goat.
Wait, is there camel's milk?
Camel milk. Camel milk.
Oh, that's where they get the tea from.
Camel tea. It's a milk tea.
Yeah, with a bunch of humps. How many humps do you want in your tea? One hump or two hump?
One, two.
One, two hump. Okay, you got it. There you go. They're much larger than your cup. We're going to have to figure this out. What a weird animal.
Camels?
Yeah.
Yeah, their knees bend weird ways.
Yeah, their knees bend weird ways, and they also have freakish... mounds coming out of their back.
Yeah, just like a stegosaurus.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
Like how fucking weird caterpillars are. I mean, basically their body undergoes a transformation where it becomes an entirely different insect.
Well, yeah, think about tadpoles and frogs.
But I mean that's somewhat similar.
Think like, about human babies.
I mean, like I've never seen the metamorphosis process for okay, so for a frog, you see like, okay, here's tadpole.
Yeah.
Here's tadpole with little baby arms and baby legs and a slightly shorter tail.
Yeah.
Here's tadpole with bigger arms and bigger legs and a still little baby tail.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a full frog. And for caterpillar, it's caterpillar. Weird cocoon thing. Butterfly.
Yeah. What's more to know?
What if they get eaten?
Oh, we gotta save that for the one where we
What if there's some smaller insect that eats the caterpillars while they're cocooned, and then they become butterflies?
That thing that eats the...
Does a cocoon become the wing?
Is that how that works? If I eat a caterpillar cocoon, will I become a butterfly?
You could. You gotta find some. Yeah. Wait, what time of year is it? 1986? Okay. Let's go.
I wonder if I can flip coins on my toes.
You could try. I don't know how you're gonna flick it.
Yeah, I gotta do the tops.
Yeah, you might be better off trying to kick that. Kick that habit like a... Oh, what do you get when you cross a toenail with a coin?
I did it!
A baby flip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Get ready to catch this.
Oh, man. You are voyaging into unknown territory. Wait, is that the coin we're flipping for the episode? You know you can't jeopardize coins.
I can jeopardize everything.
We have standard coins. Hang on. My pocket... It's so far away.
It's 1986. Pockets aren't on pants yet.
Yeah, we're all wearing overalls or whatever the fuck. Here, take this.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Another. Stop. Take it.
I caught that one.
Okay. Flip that one with your toe.
Okay.
That one's jeopardizable. Jeopardy. What do you get when you cross Jeopardy with Wheel of Fortune? Wheel of Death.
It goes very silent.
It's the Daily Double.
Wheel of Fortune with actual fortunes?
Oh, that was another thing I thought about too. Like, why does the Daily Double in Jeopardy have laser sound effects?
Because it was early 1980s.
Oh, man, that had a thunk sound to it. That was,
what the fuck was that?
That was trying to compensate for my half flip.
Oh.
Okay, we can't get too far into this. We just got to keep flipping coins, and then it's going to be screaming and tinging, and nah.
Next thing you know, we're Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I almost had that one.
I almost went in your drink.
That's a new game for me.
Oh, don't do that. I'm going to be drinking metal. And next thing you know, my insides are going to be rusting.
Then you'll turn into a coin.
I am metal, man. Oh, wait, that hasn't been released. Okay.
And with that, we gotta pick
someone. Shit, we gotta pick someone. Holy shit, we're running long. Okay, we're going on
about kings.
Yeah, we're going on about kings and things.
All right, here we go. Do I go first? You go first.
I think I went first last time.
Okay, so it's gonna be Hopper.
Hopper. Are you done writing Hopper?
Yep.
Kreminsky. I don't care how you spell it.
I spelled it wrong on purpose.
I don't know how you spell it.
Okay, and the first three numbers will be 7R 712.
Okay, 712 48
6096.
712 486 0 96.
Yep.
712-486-0-96 Hopper Kreminsky. Yeah. 712-486-0-96 which is 6-4-8-6-0-9-6 So 6-9-0-6-8-4-2-1-7
You got it. And backwards, his name
Hopper Kreminsky Kisnream. Is that close?
Weird, but it works.
Kizreem. Rapa.
I think it would be Yixinmark.
That's very dependent on how you spelled Kreminsky.
Repo.
Repo.
Yeah, H-O-P-P-E-R, Hopper.
Hopper.
Does that sound okay?
H-O-P-P-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, and then C-R-A-M-I-N-S-K-Y-E. Kreminsky.
No. I was throwing a Z in there somewhere.
Kreminsky.
I don't know.
Well, yep. Fuck it. You figure it out.
There you go, Hopper. What is it? 712-486-0-96?
Yeah. You did it.
If that was a number, what do you want to tack on for the last number if we involve a phone number?
The last number for the phone number?
Yeah, so like if we have to resort to a phone number, 60962?
Yeah.
All right. Whoa. So 712-486-0962.
Yep.
Call 710-486-0962.
For Hopper Kaminsky.
For Hopper Kaminsky Hotels. And all your hotel and jet skis need rolled into one package.
Now say that entire tagline backwards.
Cabbage Quinskar Keep Chup Dunskin Hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah, hotel is one of those words that's the same forward or backwards.
Wow, never knew that. Oh, well. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, thanks for warming us up for another episode. This was a nice appetizer, and we're going to be doing, what is it? What do you get when you cross
Job interviews.
Job interviews.
Find yourselves some caterpillars and become a butterfly, people.